Here's something that might surprise you. While Wall Street's billion-dollar hedge funds consistently underperform the market, individual investors sitting at home have been quietly crushing professional returns for decades. Not through luck or insider tips, but by exploiting a structural reality that no one talks about. You're actually better positioned to find market-beating opportunities than the professionals managing institutional money. This isn't motivational fluff. Joel Greenblatt's fund achieved 50% annual returns for a decade using the exact strategies available to anyone willing to look where others won't. The secret? Corporate events create temporary mispricings that large funds literally cannot exploit, but you can. Think about making a U-turn in a semi-truck versus a bicycle. That's the reality for institutional investors managing billions. Fund managers controlling $12 billion must own 50 to 100 stocks because concentrating creates liquidity nightmares. Buying or selling moves prices against them by 5 to 10%. They can only invest in large companies because even a doubled small cap position barely registers. 100% gain on $50 million equals just 0.4% when managing billions. You can concentrate your money in your 8 best ideas. Academic research shows that beyond 6 to 8 stocks across different industries, diversification provides virtually no additional benefit. Moving from 8 to 16 stocks reduces risk by just 1 to 2%. Warren Buffett called diversification protection against ignorance. Your second advantage? Access to opportunities professionals can't touch. When small divisions spin off from large companies, institutional investors automatically dump the shares, not because they're bad investments, but because they're too small to matter or don't fit index mandates. This forced selling creates temporary price dislocations. With today's technology providing instant access to SEC filings and company data, you can research these opportunities from your laptop and act while institutions are still filling out paperwork. Before hunting for hidden gems, establish a mental framework that separates investors from gamblers. First principle, do your own work. In overlooked situations, you won't find Wall Street research or CNBC coverage. Thorough research lets you accurately assess risk-reward ratios. Extraordinary profits don't come from taking big risks, but from finding situations where potential rewards dwarf the downside. Maintain healthy skepticism toward Wall Street analysts. They face systematic conflicts, pressure to issue buy recommendations that generate commissions, fear of losing company access, career risk from being wrong alone, and avoidance of complex situations that don't generate fees. Studies show analyst recommendations significantly underperform market indices. Here's a contrarian insight. Rather than stuffing your portfolio with dozens of stocks for diversification, keep some money in other assets entirely. Stocks, real estate, bonds, and cash provide broader diversification than owning 50 stocks. Never invest money you'll need within 2 to 3 years. Market swings are inevitable. When evaluating investments, look down, not up. Conventional finance mistakenly measures risk as price volatility, bizarrely treating upward price movement as risky. What truly matters is risk of permanent loss. Focus on your margin of safety, the cushion between purchase price and intrinsic value. By severely limiting downside risk, the upside often takes care of itself. Spinoffs systematically outperform the market, with the strongest gains in year 2, giving you time to research before investing. When companies separate divisions into standalone entities, shares get distributed to parent company shareholders who often don't want them. Most sell immediately without regard to value. Institutional investors compound this by dumping shares too small for their portfolios or excluded from major indices. This indiscriminate selling creates bargains impossible in efficient markets. Haast Marriott's 1993 spinoff exemplifies this. When Marriott separated its debt-loaded hotel ownership business, institutions fled. Yet Marriott committed to lend Haast $600 million. The family retained 25% ownership, and tremendous leverage meant small improvements would multiply returns. Within 4 months, the stock nearly tripled. Strattec Security, spun from Briggs & Stratton in 1994, offers another case. This small automotive lock division faced inevitable institutional selling, yet spin-off documents revealed Ford was poised to become a major customer, significant growth not reflected in historical numbers. Within 8 months, shares rose 50%. When researching spin-offs, focus on insider incentives over exhaustive filing reviews. Look for management with skin in the game through stock ownership. Sometimes, insiders benefit when spin-offs initially trade low because stock options get priced on early trading, creating incentive to remain quiet about merits until after option pricing. Cash and stock mergers attract fierce competition, but merger securities, bonds, preferred stocks, warrants, and rights distributed in deals face indiscriminate selling. Shareholders receiving these securities typically want cash, while institutional investors often can't hold them due to mandates. This creates spin-off-like dynamics: securities distributed to unwilling holders, widespread selling without regard to value, and significant profit opportunities. The Viacom-Paramount merger illustrates this perfectly. Contingent value rights guaranteed that if Viacom stock traded below $48 1 year after closing, Viacom would pay the difference up to $12. With Viacom at $32, investors could buy both for $37, guaranteeing at least $48 in 1 year, a 30% return with upside. 5-year warrants allowing purchase of Viacom at $70 using subordinated debentures were even more compelling. Since debentures traded at 60% of face value, the effective exercise price dropped from $70 to $42. Bankruptcy doesn't mean a bad business. Companies fail due to mismanagement, excessive leverage, or industry shifts. The best opportunities are attractive but over-leveraged businesses. After emergence, new shareholders, former creditors who received stock for claims, often sell anxiously, creating bargains. Charter Medical Corporation demonstrated this. In 1992, this operator of 78 psychiatric hospitals emerged from bankruptcy, trading just over $7 per share. After reducing debt from $1.6 billion to $900 million, Charter generated $2.50 to $3 of free cash flow per share. The stock tripled within a year. Begin with 5-10% of your portfolio in special situations, expanding as you gain experience. Spin-offs are your best starting point. They're easy to identify, plentiful, and consistently outperform. Options and leaps require extra caution due to time sensitivity. The Wall Street Journal is your primary hunting ground. Major opportunities often appear on the front page, overlooked by readers who don't recognize them. Track elite special situation investors through quarterly 13F filings. Franklin Mutual Series Funds and Third Avenue Value Fund typically position themselves months ahead of announcements. After identifying opportunities, examine SEC filings closely. Form 8K reveals material events. Forms S1, S4 cover new securities. Form 10 provides spin-off details. And Forms 13D/G show major ownership stakes. Critical information hides in footnotes and exhibits. Master free cash flow. It reveals more than net income. Add back non-cash expenses and subtract capital expenditures to see what actually funds dividends, buybacks, and growth. Positive earnings don't guarantee positive cash flow. Your advantage isn't brilliance. It's doing slightly more work than others. Special situations self-correct with clear catalysts and timeframes. Institutional constraints, index-driven investing, and human psychology create persistent inefficiencies. The market rewards those willing to work where others won't look.